In November 2011, representatives of six regional arts organizations met to discuss the viability of creating a true sustainable arts performance series at the Charles Brown Ice House in Bethlehem. Ice House Tonight was the result of that meeting. The series is dedicated to the work of emerging and regional arts organizations and artists. 4 years and some 85 performances later, the Ice House Tonight is steadily developing as a model sustainable arts venue. Doug Royston of Mock Turtle Marionettes has been and is one of the main visionaries of this project, now entering its fourth year. We chat with Doug and review the upcoming season. And joining us in the second half of the show, we welcome Paul Willistein, journalist, photographer, and arts critic. Paul is the editor of the Focus section in all eight of the press papers in the Lehigh Valley, including East Penn, Salisbury, Parkland, Northwestern, Whitehall Copley, Catasauqua, Northampton, and the Bethlehem Press. Tonight, Paul highlights Valley Theater in anticipation of the upcoming ABE Awards, and then stay tuned for his review of the film, The Peanuts Movie. This is WDIY 88.1 Allentown, and you're listening to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host, Kate Scuffle, we welcome our first guest, Doug Royston. Hi, Doug. How are you?
Hey. Hi.
Yeah.
It's good to have you here, Doug.
Okay.
So we were talking a little bit about before the show about the Ice House Tonight series, which in the interest of full disclosure, we at Selke Theater are proud to be participating in too. How you were already at the Ice House working with Mock Turtle, right?
Yeah. Sure.
And you said something about it was as if you had a room upstairs just waiting.
Yeah, that's an interesting way of putting it. Yeah. I'm just surrounded by all of these artists and a need that, to have a good place to play, good performance space. And I was just recognizing just how often the Ice House was sitting there waiting for somebody to come occupy the stage. And we have increasingly made that happen.
It's exciting. It's an interesting and unusual space. It's literally an ice house. It's run and owned by the park system, if I'm correct. And if folks have not been in it, it's beautiful. I love it. The wood, the brick. It's a historic building with a tremendous amount of texture and soul. And your space is actually a kind of a loft-like space within it, is it not?
Yeah. Yeah, we're upstairs, and I don't know. I suppose we've done maybe 1,000 kids' shows up there. Maybe, maybe not that many, but a lot of kids' shows up there. And a tremendous number of kids shows downstairs with PYT and other groups coming in. And now we've added a new dimension. And the interesting thing about that dimension is that it's taking its own kind of shape. I can tell you a little bit about that.
Yeah, please do. Yeah.
What I think is most exciting about it is that the program is starting to kind of break into categories. And the categories come with their own audience. For instance, we have this program that's dear to the heart of WDIY. That's Tape Swap Radio. This is our effort really supply the creative younger playwriting new band types of talent in the valley with a series of nights of their own, and I see that as evolving as a regular program. Another cool thing is that I've started a thing with the Sierra Club. This will become what I like to think is the state of the Lehigh Valley, and what I like to do is a set of programs that bring the right people who know things together. For instance, let's talk about the air in the valley. Talk about bees in the valley.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about those. And just take their own nights, and of course, again, this would be across the board set of programs.
Right.
So that the Ice House Tonight break up into these programs with their own audience is really,
It's interesting, the diversity of, I'm looking at the poster for the 2015-16 season, and we've got everything from the Pennsylvania Jazz Collective to the Basement Poets, Tape Swap Radio, Crowded Kitchen Players, Sarah Carlson and Dansling, Selke, Bev Conklin, Dina Hall, Poetry Night, Matt Wolf hosting, Touchstone, Southside Film Festival.
Yeah, it's really impressive.
It's really a delicious mix.
Yeah, and they're all ours. They're all us, and underlying this is a real notion of what placemaking really is.
Mm.
And all of these people and organizations are the stuff that actually make place. This is where place really has its ferment. Mm. It has its ferment in the native artists that we are.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, and it certainly includes the pride of place, not only the place of the Ice House itself, but the pride of the organizations that are
in the valley,
in this place.
Oh, yeah. I mean, these, you know, yeah, and the level of dedication all these people have, these are great people.
It's interesting. We had the good fortune to participate last year, and it's one goes into this beautiful space, is made to feel totally at home. Everyone's incredibly supportive. I like to think that what's going to happen, I don't know what you feel, Doug, is that these different audiences you're talking about will also hopefully meet each other through this program.
Yeah, that is the big goal. In fact, we couldn't really talk about it too much until we actually came up with our brand new shiny website, which has enabled us to go on to the many different steps. But underlying all of this is a desire to have what we call an Ice House audience, and that means, in general, when Touchstone, for instance, brings their audience, and they would come and meet with the Ice House audience, then we'll have really good houses all the time.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's for people that are listening. That's icehousetonight.com. It's the new website for the Ice House Tonight series. The series is underwritten by things like the Pennsylvania Arts Alliance, the City of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania Council on the Arts. Doug, do you find that people are responsive to the concept outside of the arts community? I mean,
that's a really exciting year ahead. We're really exciting year ahead, mm-hmm. because I have clearly been not running around talking about this too much until we had a really good website, because and really got Facebook going, which is coming up. Those are kind of prerequisites to waving a flag and running around too much. But I am looking forward to it this year, having people know this is happening, and the beginning of really creating some alliances downtown and with the regional higher education establishments.
Yes, and at the risk of embarrassing you, Doug, you have been the one person with the flag flying the highest, especially by going to the city and making these recommendations and having meetings with them to make it happen.
Well, that's, you know, I always forget the city in this, and I'm really glad you brought them up. I mean, I've been in the Ice House for some 20 years now, you know, and it's just been this great relationship with the city. How can things happen? Well, you know, if you don't have a strong relationship with the cities, with the city, then, you know, it's very uphill. So, you know, let's not leave the city out of the conversation.
Yes. You mentioned something about a Southside Children's Festival programming that also seems to have grown out of these conversations about how these regional artists in place can work together and connect with the community.
Yeah, that's so basically Ice House Tonight is kind of a model of sustainable arts. Mm-hmm. The sustainable arts are roughly the arts of place. Those are the people who have a set of relationships together that allow for mutual benefit. So the Southside Children's Festival is involving PYT, Godfrey Daniels, Touchstone, the Bethlehem Public Library with the poets, etc., and a few other organizations, Dance Link, And we're bringing what they have together with the schools and the after-school programs. But I can go on and on for that. But the thing that I'm really interested in that is how the arts can build community. And that's a big through kids. I mean, because there's nothing more exciting than kids and spaghetti, as I always say, to bring community together.
Very good.
And to create the audiences and the artists of the future.
Oh, my word. Yeah. It's a big deal.
It's vital. It's wonderful, too. I mean, the Ice House is very right next to a playground and right in the middle of the Sand Island Park area. There's something so community feel. It feels like a place that wants to gather people.
Well,
so it's so exciting that it
does.
Is.
And it may be the most mixed place in the Lehigh Valley that I've seen. I mean, you go down to the playground there, and all kinds of different people are there. It's right there in the center of things, and it's really cool.
We must admit, too, as theater artists, part time, so to speak, that it is when you don't have your own building. It's very difficult to find a space to perform in. And the Ice House actually gives us, a lot of the organizations here, an opportunity to perform. For example, Sarah Carlson and her Dance Link. She does perform in other places, but it's so wonderful to have a place to be able to perform that's available and willing to welcome you.
And we found
that was true at the Ice House.
Well, you know, we're trying to go beyond that. We're trying to make the Ice House yours.
Yeah,
you know, and we're trying to make the Ice House the go-to place for tape swap radio, and the go-to place for this great group of women called the Basement Poets. You know, that's one of the goals. So it's fun.
Mm-hmm. It seems a perfect kind of mix and diversity of programming for a college town, which I think we forget. I mean, Lehigh is right there.
It is. And we have started to talk to a couple of people at Lehigh about doing some things here, and I think that's going to happen. That's going to be an interesting thing to bring. Actually, Moravian through the jazz collective are heavily invested in Moravian College because of Moravian College professors and stuff. But,
okay.
Yeah.
That's true. There's Moravian, there's Lehigh. I mean, without even crossing the rivers over into Allentown. What would be your vision of a successful... What am I looking for? Not a goal. What's your dream vision? How does this end up? Where does this go?
That's interesting. Well, part of it, obviously, this business of for these organizations to see the Ice House as their own opportunity, and to have that just evolve past me on this. People learning how to really take care of each other at the Ice House, how to really push the whole Ice House as a phenomenon.
Mm-hmm. We want to mention, too, the next upcoming thing at the Ice House. The Pennsylvania Jazz Collective has been there, and the Pennsylvania Youth Theater just closed with A Christmas Carol, the musical. And on January 8th is the Basement Poets. January 15th will be the Pennsylvania Sinfonia with Mocturnal. And then January 23rd is George Robb and the Broad Street Score. Song cycle for string quartets and voice. So you can see how different just those few things are. If you want more information on the Ice House, oh, come on, you all know where it is. Right there in Sand Island. Go to icehousetonight.com, and you can find just about everything that you possibly would want. Thank you, Doug, for talking with us. We're so glad to be with you and participate and in each other's programs as much as we can.
Especially when this is inspiring.
Yes.
Yeah, it's great to have you guys on the Ice House, too.
Now, stay tuned with us because Paul Willistein, the journalist, photographer, arts critic, and, of course, WDIY theater reviewer, will be with us coming up. And we shall return in a click of a camera's lens with Paul Willistein and his views on theater offerings in the past year. Yes, we will be back after this salient message.
Do Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and you receive a tax deduction. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love on WDIY. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
You know, a lot of people, a lot of our listeners here on Lehigh Valley Art Salon say, George, what does that mean with be back in a, with a salient after this salient message? And I constantly do it to remind people to look in their dictionaries and find out what that word means. I try to change it, you know, but I dare it now because it's a habit. Paul Willistein is with us. He's a journalist, a photographer, an arts critic, WDIY theater reviewer, and the wonderful thing about it is Paul is writing for The Focus. You know, the Pencourse Services, the press papers in throughout the Lehigh Valley. And he comes up with a wonderful focus on the arts at the end of the season. Welcome, Paul.
Thank you, George, and thank you, Kate.
Sure.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. So the ABEs, how did this start? How many years has it been?
It's the 10th anniversary ABEs, as I like to call them, as in Allentown and Bethlehem Easton. And I love the concept of the Lehigh Valley, but I also love the concept of the individual cities and the individual towns.
Yes.
And so I came up with ABEs because, you know, it used to be the Allentown Bethlehem Easton Airport.
That's
now it's
true.
Lehigh Valley International Airport. And I go back far enough to remember all that. But the original idea actually started back when I was a budding young journalist, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed at the Bethlehem Globe-Times. Mm-hmm. And I came up with something called the Sigleys.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
That's as in Dan Sigley, S-I-G.
The late Dan Sigley.
Late, great Dan Sigley, a area critic, a area actor, director, and teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually had an artist by the name of Walt Sidlowski do a drawing of a Sigley, which was a statuette, and I think it was a nude Dan Sigley, only adorned with fig leaves. Now, we don't have that for the Abes. With the Abes, we just have the smiley, the happy, sad mask for the Abes for the 10th Annual Abes Awards.
And this is going to, now the 10th annual will cover 2015.
Yes.
And this will be published in a few days. So this is still secret. This is
we're not
waiting
going
with
to,
bated breath.
We're not going to reveal them here too much. I'll give some teasers.
Okay.
A la Star Wars, The Force Awakens, we can say, the Abes Awakens. But they will be in the December 30th Lehigh Valley Press in the Focus section and also online.
Okay. Very
great,
good.
Great. So what we were thinking about is, you know, talking about some of these things, these theater offerings in the Lehigh Valley.
Right. Well, what I do is I try to get to as many plays, musicals as I can each year in the Lehigh Valley Press in the Focus section. We ran reviews of 38 plays and or musicals.
Wow, 38.
Yes. And of those, I did 18 of those reviews, and Deb Boylan did 14 of those reviews. And then we also had additional reviews by one each, I believe it was, by Luke Bench and Dawn Nixon and Rebecca Hawk. And I don't get to see all of them, but I did have a lot of input from Deb Boylan, about the ones that she liked. So I included her opinions and others' opinions in the ones that I saw. So I always say right away, it is more or less one person or several persons' opinion. It's not like the Tonys. It's not like a peer group.
It's not...
It's not the popularity poll by audience or anything like that. I would actually someday. I've always wanted to make it into an actual event that could be presented in the area somehow. And I'm not sure how that somehow could be at this point.
Right. I mean, I understand it's really difficult to get judges for the Freddies, you know.
Right.
So how would you get judges to see all of this theater and every show?
It can be exciting, though.
And that's what struck me this year is that in reviewing, going back through the 52 weeks of 2015, culling all these reviews, which are all available. They are all available online, and I will have a link to them on the Lehigh Valley Press Focus website so that you'll be able to just click on there and go right to each review if you want to actually read the original review. But it struck me how magnificent our theater scene is here in the Lehigh Valley. I mean, it really is. It's amazing. I mean, I don't really know. I don't have the statistics, but per capita, I would think we have as many theater groups and theater audience and theater participants as any area of its size anywhere.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? I know we don't want to disclose any of the ABE awards themselves, but you do mention all of these theaters that you've gone to. Have you any comment on those theaters?
Yeah, I would say over the years, and not only the 10 years, but don't forget, I've been going to see theater since I was probably 16 years old, and my parents took me to my first professional production at the Bucks County Playhouse.
Oh, yes.
And it was George C. Scott and his then-wife Colleen Dewhurst in A Lion in Winter.
Mm. Oh, be still my heart.
Yes. Yep. And so, you know, after that, it's all downhill. No, I'm only kidding. No, but seriously, I did have a good introduction to the theater, and over the years, I've seen a lot of theater. What I can say is that in the last 10 years, in my opinion, the quality of the area theater, both in the selection of the plays or the musicals, the actors themselves, the production values has increased. It's better and better. You know, we've had many, many area debuts this past year. For example, I mean, OPCO, which is on the brink and almost in danger of not being around anymore, they came back with Catch Me If You Can, which was a Lehigh Valley debut. Civic Theater had the debut of Title of Play, which is a wonderful production, sort of an insider's view of the theater world. Yeah. And they also did the Lehigh Valley debut of The Addams Family. Pennsylvania Playhouse had a really strong slate of plays this year. Everything from the political drama November to The Full Monty, for example, to A White Christmas. And a lot of these productions, by the way, including Irving Berlin's A White Christmas and Touchstone Theater's Christmas City Folly 16, and very many of the shows of A Christmas Carol at Civic sold out. And the biggest probably success in the area, you could say commercially or at the box office, was, of course, Les Miserables at the Pennsylvania Shakespeare Festival, which I don't know how this is possible, but they sold out 103% of their tickets. So I'm wondering where they got that 3% from. But no, seriously, and they had more than 38,000 people. It was the largest attendance since their founding, and they'll be coming up on their 25th anniversary. Wow. And, of course, they'll be honoring Father Schubert, Gerard Schubert, who founded the Pennsylvania Shakespeare Festival. And speaking of people passing, we did lose a very, very dear reviewer and critic in Myra Yellen Outwater this past year, and her voice will be missed.
It certainly will. It's you make a, do you make a distinction between what was considered to be professional and non-professional theater?
I do, and it's a tricky distinction to make. In that the Pennsylvania Shakespeare Festival is, of course, professional. They have more than 30 or so actors, equity players there each year, plus the trades. They have professionals in the various, you know, directing and other categories. You have the Muhlenberg Summer Music Theater. You have Touchstone Theater. And of course, certain other productions I think you would put in the professional category. And then Civic Theater, although they have some paid staff, obviously, Bill Sanders, William Sanders is their artistic director, and certainly their productions and those of the Pennsylvania Playhouse and others, I can mention many of them, come very close to professional productions, if not professional productions in name, they are professional in kind.
Well, we certainly look forward to the paper, the press, coming out and finding out who's who in the world of theater. And we want to personally thank you, Paul, for being the spokesman, the father of theater and film critics in the Lehigh Valley, and for sticking with it very much. So we thank you for being here today and talking to us about the the ABE Award. So I want to say special thanks, too, to our operations, or rather to our technical engineer, Bill Dutermont-Smith. It's always a pleasure, Bill, to have you in the studio. Thank you for being here. This is Lehigh Valley Art Salon.